The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This episode of the America First podcast with me, Sebastian Gorka, is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Shop freedom, quality, and innovation at franklinarmory.com. Franklin Armory, we are facilitators of freedom. Welcome, dear friends. This is America First One-on-One. Conspiracy, secret plots, taking over the state. What are elections really about? What should happen after the ballots in the ballot boxes are counted and the final tally is made? Should things change when a new president comes into office? That's my understanding of how this republic works, but I'm just a humble immigrant to this nation. Let's ask somebody who was born here, who has fought for this nation, who's worn the cloth of the republic. He's a good friend of the show and quite a regular guest host. He is none other than Uncle Jimbo, Jim Hansen. Welcome back in studio for One-on-One.
Hi, good to be with you, Seb.
All right, so we have to talk about this massive story that broke, in which you are implicated as a co-conspirator, as somebody who colludes with those who believe that elections should have consequences. I think I heard a senator from Illinois once say that. Yeah. Name was Barry something. Anyway, let's put this story up. It broke last week. One of the longest pieces I've ever seen at Axios, with, of course, a rather unflattering picture of Donald Trump's chin, the presidential chin. A radical plan for Trump's second term by Jonathan Swan. Thousands and thousands of words. I don't know why I counted. It had eight people who wrote this article. Jonathan Swan was assisted by eight. Have you ever had eight people assist you write anything? I actually
can write English myself.
By yourself?
Without having to do that. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's they need another person to sharpen the crayon and to choose the color. No, I'm not talking about Marines. Behave yourselves. The subject of this article was the discussion of, what is it, two, three different new institutions, MAGA, America First institutions, that are planning for a second Trump term, with the idea that there should be people in the government who do the job of the elected president. And that's the problem, Jim. Can you help me unpack that?
Well, the problem is they've gotten used to the permanent bureaucracy, the deep state, doing their bidding. So the idea is you come in and there's a certain, you know, top layer in all the executive agencies of political appointees that the new president comes in and replaces. The problem is everybody below that still is allegiant to the woke democracy and their socialist agenda. So now the left has figured out that during President Trump's first term, those people successfully undermined way too many things he was trying to do.
It's actually remarkable, let me just interject here, given that I witnessed the deep state in action, how much he achieved in those 4 years. Is it not?
Oh, it's stunning. And that was just through sheer force of will.
Yeah,
that's the good thing about our team is we were motivated. Now, we took that lesson and learned we need a bench. We need a bench who's ready to come in when we take the presidency in 2024, and we need to get rid of the people who are going to try and stop that, because an empty seat is better than an enemy in your administration.
All right, so let's talk about the things that are mentioned in this article. Talk about what you're planning without giving the game plan away with our good buddy Kurt Schlichter. So you have an extensive background in national security, information operations, former weapons sergeant for the Green Berets. Now you're executive director of America Matters. This first plan, I think, is ingenious, this F schedule. So this is the creation of a category of appointee, recognizing the fact that there are many people who are ostensibly bureaucrats, but who actually have power over policy. They're not just executing and implementing. Right. They can control it. And these people should be recategorized as political appointees. And the suggestion is, and President Trump was working on it before it was shut down by the Democrats, is that at least 5,000 people would be deselected, if you will, from the morass of the bureaucracy, recategorized of F schedule, which means that they could be replaced. Now, A, is it a good idea? And B, in a system where we've got 2 million bureaucrats or people working for the U.S. government. Is 5,000 people who can execute the vision of the commander-in-chief, is it enough, Jim?
I think in the fully plan as potentially implemented, it would be 50,000. And that's still not enough. But what it does is it fires a shot across the bow of the rest. And I think if you go in and initially you just make yourself in each area you want to make a change, you have to have one clear line of control to implementers, to people who are actually making things happen. And then you can have the people on the sides yelling and screaming and wailing and gnashing their teeth as long as you've got one clear command and control line down to action. And that's what this can do. So it's not enough to change the fact that we have a pyramid bureaucracy that is definitely, you know, the woke left shock troops, but it can at least provide access to the change we need and the American people voted for.
So here's, so I, over the weekend, had many hours of discussion with guests who were here from the UK who love America. And they said, no, you can't do that. It's too radical. Conservatives should believe in incremental change. My argument was that, you know, Rome is burning right now. We can't have one bucket chain. You know, we've got to get out the high power, you know, the C-130s. We've got to be dropping the fire suppressant, not just a bucket chain. My question to you is, what do you think of this idea? So 6 weeks in, when we already started, 6 days in, when we already started losing control of the NSC, when the classified phone book was leaked to the Washington Post before Mike Flynn had signed off on it, I said to Mike, you've got to get every polygrapher from DOJ into the building, polygraph everybody, and find the guy who leaked it, and frog march them out under arrest in front of the North Lawn TV cameras. He said, great idea, sir, but you can't rock the boat. 4 days later, he was fired. Yeah. Now, my explanation for this tactic, and I love the F-schedule thing, I think it's genius, is that you cannot change a department of 10,000, 50,000, a million employees. You can't change that culture slowly, and you can't fire everybody. However, if you take the most egregious offender and make an example of them by the book, right? Because if you've leaked a classified document, sorry, that's a felony, right? You throw the book at them. Then suddenly my belief is, and tell me if I'm naive, you know, you're the former Green Beret, that suddenly there will be a realignment of culture inside the building. Why? Because the people who are the deep state still like to keep their pensions, Jim.
Yeah, fear is a great motivator. You know, if they're not going to do it because their job is to serve the American people, not their political agenda, then you have every right and really an obligation to not go halfway. Because if they're stopping that, then if you don't change that using every single legal tool, then you're cheating the American people and you're not doing your job. So anybody who says that, you know, the whole spineless rhino wing who's like, don't rock the boat, not that Flynn was any kind of a rhino, but rock the damn boat.
Trouble with Flynn was, which is shocking for a guy who'd risen, what, after 32 years to director of DIA, you know, three-star general, he'd never served in Washington. I mean, he was so, to have a general officer who hasn't been brown-nosing in D.C., that was Mike's weakness, no?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, one of my highlights of my career, I never set foot in the Pentagon one time until I was a civilian.
Never even walked
in the building.
Yep. You never had to be a liaison.
Not even as a visitor to see a friend, nothing. If anybody I was in town to see wanted to talk with me, I met him offsite.
Wow.
I know. And then I went in as a civilian. I was like, this ain't that much. But that's just it. The point is, those buildings and those entities and those agencies serve one purpose and one only: to execute the will of the chief executive.
Yes.
Who is executing the mandate of the American people who elected him. Anything that's in the way of that is un-American and should be run over by a truck.
Yeah, people don't understand. I've tried to make this point again and again and again. Federal government, including the classification system and the clearance system, is meant to serve one person. It's meant to serve the commander-in-chief, period, end of story. Not the Speaker of the House, not the majority leader in the Senate, nobody else, not the Secretary of Defense, the man chosen by the American people. And that's what this alleged plan is all about. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. We're talking to Jim Hansen. You've got to follow him right now. It is Jim Hansen DC on Twitter. Also, americamatters.com, americamatters.com. If you enjoyed this show, don't forget, you can subscribe for free. Never, ever miss one of our one-on-one discussions with the experts, with the true newsmakers. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. It's absolutely free. Do us a favor. Write us a five-star review. It helps with those dastardly algorithms. Never miss an episode and share the links with your friends. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, code Gorka. All right, let's dive a little bit deeper on, and again, I do not want you to give away the crown jewels, okay? What kinds of things, if you and Kurt are really helping a future President Trump fix things at DOD, mm-hmm. where does it begin? What is the, what do they say, the center of gravity in Clausewitzian terms?
There's two, personnel, because personnel is policy, and the budget. Those are the two places. So you have to identify who are the people who are a problem no matter what's going on. And there's plenty.
Yeah.
And they do it to us. I don't feel bad at all. Oh, I have a list in my hand. This is not McCarthyism. This is American policy the way it's supposed to be executed. So we're looking at the people who have the most egregious policy views in senior executive agencies. Second, you need to find the policies that we're now paying for that we should not be paying for. Because if we have Congress for the next 2 years, the House and Senate, hopefully, we can stop some of this and start dismantling it before the new president even gets in there. Because if they don't have money to spend, yeah. they can't do the stuff. So, you know, diversity, inclusive, yeah, equity, DIE, die, could die. And let's start ripping it out by the roots in every agency.
What about the fact that we still have people in office at the State Department and DOD, for example, who on record since the election have admitted to subverting and slow-rolling President Trump, whether it comes to Syria, Afghanistan, or elsewhere? These people are still in office. I mean, if you admit that openly, surely as a military person, you should be, you know, in front of the brig, or if you're a civilian, you should be just walked out of the building, no?
Yeah, and Milley said he, you know, backdoored China to slow Trump down and do all that. So do it. That's the thing. What, the second you get executive power, and most of that's going to require executive power because Congress has none, but you go ahead and bring those people in front of a board. Write them letters of reprimand. Do anything you can to ruin their career. You may not be able to fire them. Unfortunately, the unions and the civil service laws are designed to protect useless wastes of human protoplasm and oxygen thieves.
That's why the F schedule is so important, no?
There you go. Yeah, you change it, but that gets you the fifth to the 50,000 level.
Right.
And it probably encompasses a lot of those people who are really causing the trouble. But you have to go ahead then and bring them into the punishment system. Even if you can't fire them, throw everything else you can at them and name names and leak leaks to the media like they do and tell all those stories. Don't leak classified information, but you can say this person was reprimanded for doing this and name their name.
Reaction of the left if we do this, if President Trump does this, what do they do? You've got to red team them, Jim. So what are they doing there?
Well, the nice thing is they'll howl, they'll wail, they'll rend their garments, and the media will write all these horrible stories about how this is fascism. And what we need to point out is, what did you guys do every single time? And then point out, what is the, you know, who donates money out of the federal government and who do they donate it to? 92% of all donations to political parties from federal employees go to the Democrats. So I'm sorry, how are you going to tell me this is not a gamed system? Start tearing it out by the roots. And make them, the more they howl, hire Christina Pushaw, the best press secretary I've seen anywhere, to go ahead and thrash them for you.
Now, you say the second half of it, it's not just personal, it's the money. Mm-hmm. And after the midterms, we have to grab the purse strings because that is the power of the lower chamber, the House. Are they going to do that? Is this GOP? Mm-hmm. And I know there's good guys coming in, and we love... I mean, I had Myra Flores open my show for me on Newsmax on Sunday. What a pistol. Superb. Mexican-born, Republican, 130 years, first upset in Texas of its kind. If she were, you know, Speaker of the House, I think mm-hmm. we'd get somewhere. Do you have expectation that the GOP... after the midterms, will have the testicular fortitude to do what has to be done when it comes to budgets?
They never have. So it's fair to say they probably won't. Right. And I think anyone who says, you know, as long as Kevin McCarthy's speaker, gutlessness will be the Republicans' policy. However, I think there is fear even in his beady little wizened heart. You know, I think he knows that we are on the rise. You know, America first is the way the country is going. That's where the power's at. That's where the energy's at. And I think if you get them scared of losing their leadership positions, they'll at least let that roll. Right. You know, and then when the blowback comes, we'll probably have to, you know, insert a steel rod into his spine to keep him upright. But I think we got a chance this time more than we ever have.
Yeah, I think he's a good guy. He's a weak guy.
Yeah.
He's a weak guy. Okay. Let's move on. Let's talk about information operations. You say we have to tell the story about these people who undermine the president, the root of the people. Do we have the infrastructure? Do we have the ecosystem? I remember having discussions with, you know, good buddies of ours like Dave Reboy, Omni Serin, when I was in the White House, and we're trying to map out who are the good journalists on our side. I mean, not politically conservative, but good. And by the end of, you know, name number 12 on my napkin in the restaurant, we're kind of like, who else is there? Are we doing enough to build the external ecosystem?
I am.
I know you are.
But we're helping. That's the nice thing. Everyone's paying attention now. We started a project using military-grade artificial intelligence to map out all the people involved in censoring the Hunter's laptop story. We're expanding on it. That was a test case to show how it works, to start connecting the dots. And it does that spider web connect the dots thing. Well, now we're going to move that to every other area where they are attacking us and where they are using their control of the information space to stop the American people from learning anything they should learn. And we're going to start figuring out whose sources belong to who, who's leaking to who, who's the money behind this group which is attacking us over here. And we're going to net all that together and then start dropping that in public on a regular basis. So they're not used to having us look at them.
Right.
They're used to the ones using the entire, you know, media and social media and permanent bureaucracy and abusing the state power to do it against us. Well, Payback is a digital medevac, and we're coming for him.
Payback is a digital medevac. We're talking to you, Mark Elias, who's blocked me on Twitter. I wonder why you blocked me on Twitter, Mark Elias, because you're worried. You're worried that people like Jim Hansen, our buddy, are on the case, and they are sniffing the trail of the crumbs that you have left. Your efforts to subvert the will of the American people are going to be known across the nation, you and your bankrolling buddies like Mark Zuckerberg. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Don't forget, we are on all social media platforms except the fascists at YouTube. Follow us, Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and of course, Rumble, where we live stream the show. Not just 3 million listeners on radio, but we live stream the video. And you can catch all the links, all the segments afterwards at rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Is that right, Eric, or is it Gorka? What's the end? It's Seb Gorka, right? Thank you. I always just want to check that. Rumble.com/SEBGORKA. And also, please support those that make this show possible. This is an NPR. We don't get buckets of cash handed to us from the taxpayer, you know, finances of this government. No. Free market enterprise. Great Americans like Mike Lindell. He has been canceled at Walmart. His products are banned. Have his back today. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Gorka for up to 66% off. I have a word of warning to everyone out there listening. Do not be a Mark Milley, that obese individual who is a disgrace physically and mentally to the U.S. Army. He should be on the PhD weight loss program. Everybody's complimenting me. I'm very, very grateful to Dr. Ashley Lucas. 34 pounds in less than 2 months. My wife has lost 25 pounds. First system in 20 years that has worked for me. Don't look like a Mark Milley. Look fit. Get ready for the summer. Go to myphdweightloss.com. Make your first appointment. You could just call them 864-644-1900. No stupid calorie counting, no starvation, just a system that recalibrates your body chemistry to burn the fat. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. Let's listen to that obese individual lecturing us on the latest talking points of critical race theory. Play cut.
On the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university. And it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage. And I'm white. And I want to understand it.
I just have to ask you just the obvious question. This is the most senior military official in America, still is the most senior official in America, despite the surrender of Afghanistan and the $80 billion worth of equipment and training left there. How stupid is this man? He just literally said at a Senate hearing, I don't know what CRT is, but it's good and it needs to be taught at West Point. I mean, that is like imbecile. That's like double-digit IQs. Am I missing something, Jim?
No, I think he must have had a parachute not open at some point and bounced on his head. And the worst thing is, I agree we should study our enemies.
Sure.
The problem is he's not talking about studying CRT, which is racist, and studying these other things as if they were something to be avoided. He's talking about teaching them as doctrine.
Right.
And now what we've done is we've created a military where everybody no longer thinks they're on one team. He's broken them in down by identity politics. So you got your gay wing, your trans wing, and your black wing, and all of this. And everybody now thinks the other person is cheating them. So instead of one team pulling together where the only color anybody bleeds is green, you've got identity politics, woke garbage, and nobody's now scared of it. Same lunch meat guy there also said that China seems to be getting more aggressive. I wonder why.
Yeah.
They're more aggressive because they're not scared of us. There's no reason to be scared of us. You know, we'll send all the stuff we want to Ukraine, right, for some unknown reason to me, but we're not going to do anything to literally protect Taiwan, where all our semiconductors come from. I mean, having those guys in charge of our military right now terrifies me.
So here's the question, because he's not the outlier. I mean, you know my job. I was at NDU for 5.5 years. That's where, you know, senior, you know, full colonels go to do the capstone course to become general officers, to become flag officers. And I saw the wokeness beginning there back in 2008. So if President Trump wins, if your plan kicks into effect at DOD, what do we do with the general officer class? Because they have become a political species.
Bye, Felicia. I mean, walk them right out the door. I've started stockpiling legal boxes so that we can drive up in a moving van and everybody gets 2 boxes in 20 minutes, get out. You could empty the E-ring right now and leave maybe the 10% who are from the warrior class who are still there.
How do you measure that? How do you know the wheat from the chaff?
It give me 5 minutes sitting down across the table with any of them, and it won't take long to find out.
So public statements they've made, woke stuff.
Ask friends. You know, there's ways. You can triangulate to who the problems are. And if they didn't fight it, you know, if they didn't have the guts to stand up, because then all general officers are political animals.
Yeah.
They have to be. It's part of the game. However, the question is, did you sign up for it willingly, or were you just doing what you had to do because you salute and move out smartly? There's a difference.
And also there's a difference when you actively promote the talking points,
right,
when you become a mouthpiece for the political ideology.
And too many of them have done that. Too many of them, I think, actually believe it.
You think?
You know, at some level, I think we have managed to hoodwink several generations through academia, because remember, all these general officers, they don't just go to NDU, they go to master's programs, and a lot of them go to PhD level
right.
programs
right.
at the universities where they're teaching this garbage, and you know, they absorb it. It's like anything else. You know, you get in there and your peers become those woke losers. And I think they've basically brainwashed far too much of our military brass.
And the fact that he's still in office?
It's disgraceful. And like I said, nothing emboldens tyrants like weakness. And I don't think the pride flags and the pronouns are scaring anybody right now.
Yeah, I don't think the Beijing bureaucrats and those in the Kremlin are impressed by the gay pride flags and the cartoon recruitment ads of female corporals in the army with their two mummies. I'm Sebastian Gorka. He's Jim Hansen. Jim Hansen, DC. Follow him right now on Twitter. This is the ReliefFactor.com studio. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, please do yourself a favor. Order the three-week quick starter pack right now that is liberating 500,000 Americans across the nation, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Alicia from California. This is her story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees were not getting a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be your story. That could be your story, but there's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the three quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Alicia, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. So, you have written numerous works, Jim, one of which has to do with winning a civil war without firing a shot. I'm going to return. There you go. You can see it. Winning the second civil war without firing a shot, which is interesting for a weapons sergeant from the Green Berets. Why would you not want to fire a shot? That is my challenge to you. But here's the question. Again, my British buddies, podcasters, were here. I took them to the Nation's Gun Show at the weekend. Blew their minds. They had never seen so much liberty in one expo center ever. Then, with the former force chief of the SEALs who ran BUDS, I took them to a range and taught them how to fire a Glock 19. So these Brits were like, it was quite a weekend. But one of them, the face man for their podcast, said, and he's a good guy, super good guy, and he's just written a book about saving Western civilization, so he's on team. He said, it is clear the biggest thing he's petrified of is civil war in America. And that's the subject of your book. And I said, look, we don't want one because biggest war we've ever had, 600,000 Americans killed by Americans. Talk to me about the scenario. Kurt's written his 6 books on a putative civil war. You've written a book about winning one without using violence. Let's start at the beginning. Let's do a sit rep. Are we close to civil war? Because we see violence on the left, but we see it by pikers in masks who cold cock you with a bike lock. And they don't really impress me. Mm-hmm. Give me your take.
I think we are, without a doubt, closer to a civil war than we have been in my entire lifetime. So
really?
That's half a century. And there's a reason for that. We have tribalized. You know, the left decided they were going to fundamentally transform our country into a socialist crap hole. Those of us who believe in the founding principles of our republic are opposing that. And we're at the point now where we're really, the reason I wrote Winning the Second Civil War without firing a shot was to avoid having to fire a shot. We're at that last point. If we don't stop them now, and if Trump had not appointed those 3 Supreme Court justices, I am not convinced I wouldn't have raised the black flag under President Hillary and 3 more constitutional editors. All right, so part of the reason to be able to avoid that Second Civil War is the threat is there. Right, it has to be there. It has to be the idea that there is a line
you mean,
that if they cross
as a,
it.
As a deterrent, like Matt.
As a deterrent,
as
absolutely.
A deterrent.
Not,
okay.
Not as a reason, not as a call to arms. It's a call to not arms. But the reason is, do you not want us
right.
to pick up our weapons and fight? Because like you said, not only was it horrendous, they're not going to like the outcome.
Yeah, I think, you know, the good guys will win, mm-hmm. God forbid, if we have one. Here's the second question I have. Somebody said to me, a very smart guy, it's unlikely to occur like it did previously because it was, in terms of mobilization, so war, whether it's irregular or regular, has to be first measured in mobilization. Can you mobilize your assets and your people? And the Civil War was relatively easy to mobilize both sides on because there was one issue. There was slavery, or if you want to say the economics of slavery. So everybody could pick a side. Yes, I need the slaves, or no, it's wrong. We're going to fight for freedom. Mm-hmm. Do we have that one unitary issue that would mobilize a new civil war? Because we've got CRT, we've got the border, we've got inflation, we've got everything. It seems like so many different things. It's hard to identify the one catalytic issue that could erupt into a civil war. What do you think?
Oh, no, I think you're absolutely right. And I think that is one of the saving graces. You know, the big difference right now between left and right, the left believes in statism, the right believes in individual liberty. All of those things become components of that battle. They want the state to tell us how to live. We want to be able to live how we feel. And I think right there, you don't have a clear geographic guiding line.
Nope.
It's mostly cities against not cities.
Right.
You know, we're far too commingled. So I don't see a force-on-force situation. I could see guerrilla warfare happening at some point.
You mean like
pockets? Yeah.
Here and here, that suburban area, that metropole.
And I don't know if they'd even secede. I think you just may have, at some point, could decide to start taking action like that. And that horrifies me, you know, because once that starts, that gives the left the excuse they want to crack down on us. Look at what they did at January 6th.
Yeah.
It was a three-hour riot, for God's sakes.
Right.
And now they've got a gulag built, you know, and they've thrown all due process and decent, you know, criminal procedures out the window. What happens if we actually go into open conflict and they're still in some kind of control? I fear that more than anything. Aside from the fact, I don't want it. I think we can beat them at their own game.
What about the other scenario that may some people say is inevitable and that cannot be stopped, which is not a national divorce, but a cultural divorce,
yeah.
A geographic one, where, you know, enough people like my daughter in California who lived in San Francisco, not exactly a rock-ribbed conservative, but after 3 years living downtown, she said, I don't want to have to jump around the homeless guy every night I'm jogging
right.
because I don't know if he's going to pull a shiv on me. And so she moved out to the suburbs. So could we see the same people from the Democrat states move to Arizona, move to Nevada? Is that a possible scenario, and is it a bad scenario?
I think it's happening. I think we're in the midst of a national separation. You know, we're dividing into tribes based on what you believe with, and people have figured out that you can no longer trust living, you know, amongst people who do not share your values because they'll use state power against you. You know, we can't have a national divorce because of nukes and the national debt. If we do a national divorce, they get the debt, we get the nukes, and I'm fine. We can do that today. That's not going to happen. Consequently, we have Florida, Texas, Tennessee, you know, the good states where people can go to now and live with people who share their values, live in economic and physical security, you know, and have a government that supports that, and then let the left live under Democrat rule, which is cities that are crap holes.
Yeah.
Good. That's great for us.
I just want to, you know, note this survey from the University of Chicago Institute of Politics, which says almost one-third of Americans polled said it will be necessary to take arms up against the government. Against the government?
Yeah, that's it's University of Chicago. So it's not like this was some wild-eyed Republican conservative poll or me, you know, at a party at my house asking everybody. So, you know, this was legit, and that's kind of scary. You know, I do not want more than anything at all open conflict or fighting, because from our side, either that goes all the way and we take over the country, a new revolution, or we suffer more if we haven't cleared the deep state out because they own the security apparatus, as we've seen. So I want people, if you even contemplate it, don't call. Talk to one of us. We'll give you some ideas of sneaky, dirty tricks kind of stuff you could do. But no open conflict. It's a bad idea.
He's the executive director of America Matters, former Army Special Forces weapons sergeant. The website is americamatters.com, and he can be found on Twitter at Jim Hansen DC. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and we are broadcasting to you from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else only to fail to find relief? If that's the case, you've got to try this 100% drug-free product that is liberating 500,000 Americans from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order the three-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. You deserve to know. In fact, what have you got to lose except the pain? Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. All right, let's play a little cut from the most hilarious cosplayer out there, an individual who goes to fight for liberty in Ukraine but doesn't know how to put a magazine into an AK-47. Here is Malcolm Nance.
The Democrats, Joe Biden, all the rest of them need to understand they are, what are we, July, August, September, October, November? You are 4 months from the end of American democracy. 4 months. And we said that in 2020, and that was true then too, right? But now you're talking about putting a party in power in which there will never be another election. They will vote through every piece of legislation and defund every component of the United States government. They're not joking about impeaching Joe Biden every week, okay, and Kamala Harris, and getting rid of people expanding the Supreme Court, whatever it is they think they can do, even though some of it's crazy.
Now, some of these people are just liars, but some are like psychotics. I mean, I think that latter individual, packing the Supreme Court and impeaching people, which party does that or talks about that?
He's got a pretty serious case of projection, I think, like most Democrats. I love what he's saying is that if the American people elect a bunch of people to Congress who want to shut down executive agencies and do this, that's a lack of democracy.
Government smaller,
right,
is anti-democracy. Got that right, Jim? You understand that?
I think, as you said, Malcolm Nance is a gigantic poser loser. I actually heard he left Ukraine not because his mission was done, but because he had such a giant room service bill for pastries at his hotel, they kicked him out.
But his beard has gone very gray. Have you seen? Maybe that pastry bill shocked him too much.
It might be powdered sugar. It might not be gray. It might just be powdered sugar.
All right, last minute we have with you, Jim. Your message to those still in the service. This is a headline from Just the News, Madeline Hubbard. The Army has approved out of 8,000 COVID vaccine religious exemption requests, 20. Mm. What do you say to the guys who are trying to do their job inside the belly of the beast?
I think at this point there is enough scientific evidence that shows that none of the COVID stuff that they did was effective, and our military readiness and the people we have invested so much of our time, effort, and energy into training are more valuable than the agenda of the, hysterics who are running our vaccine policy.
Monkeypox is going to be the next one. You know it, don't you? WHO has declared an international global pandemic. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Get the book, Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. Check out americamatters.com. Follow Uncle Jimbo at Jim Hansen, D.C. And tune back in on Friday. It might be worth your while to tune back in. And as ever, dear friends, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Let's get to some news, guys. Look, at the past 5 days, President Biden has been isolating with COVID, and today his doctor said that his symptoms are now almost completely resolved. Yeah, that's right. Biden's staff was like, just to be safe, let's keep him isolated till 2025. I'm happy for the president, because usually when you hear the words Biden and viral, it's because he fell up the stairs. And you go, how do you do that? Biden's been isolating for the last 5 days. When asked how he spent the time, Biden said, I told one story.
Is comedy making a comeback? Welcome, dear friends. This is America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. I do believe what time it is. It is 3 o'clock that my former boss, President Trump, is about to address. He's back in the swamp, back in Washington, D.C., about to address his quote-unquote think tank, the America First Policy Institute. And let me just stop here for a second. How often in your life has your gut instinct not served you well? Mr. G, when it comes to intuition, your gut instinct, do you trust your gut instinct?
You have to, because it's usually right.
Good answer. Eric, gut instinct, do you try and rationalize everything and ignore your gut instinct? Where do you stand?
I think more often than not, my gut is right than wrong.
All right. Sean, gut instinct, do you trust it?
Always go with your gut.
Ah, nice. Guy, do you trust your gut instinct, your intuition?
I totally agree with John. Trust your gut instinct.
I think we've got the polling there. I trust my gut instinct. And when I heard about this organization, the AFPI, something just didn't sit well. And now I'm going to share with you what Peter Navarro has to say about it in an article from our good friends at American Greatness with the headline, Trump's Think Tank Prepares to Betray Him. That's a pretty heavy, heavy headline. I just texted Peter just before we came live and asked him if he wants to come on the show and discuss it, but let's say first we look at the evidence or the accusations against the America First Policy Institute from an individual. You can say many things about Peter Navarro, but he was right there. He was in the crucible. He was the man in the arena at the elbow of President Trump. He was helping him shape his China policies, and very effectively so. And there's a reason the deep state is trying to take him out, arresting him at Reagan Airport, putting him in leg shackles. So let's listen about his accusations concerning the think tank that should be MAGA, that should be America First, as the president is addressing it right now. Don't go, boss. That's my strong advice to President Trump as he prepares to deliver a speech in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday at his alleged think tank, the America First Policy Institute, AFPI. Yes, it's important for President Trump to have a well-credentialed stable of policy experts capable of both building a 2024 platform and finding solid MAGA talent to populate a new Trump administration. But the AFPI Trojan horse, whose leadership is now bragging about how it will staff Trump's shadow cabinet, is decidedly not that. Most comically, the AFPI roster features the author of a poison pen White House memoir who sued the president. I know who he's talking about. It's Cliff Sims. A communist China-trained accountant who criticized the president for ineffective drug price policies. I don't know who that is. A former cabinet secretary who almost got President Trump impeached. I think he's talking about Rick Perry. And a former top advisor to Dick Endless War Cheney and John Book Deal Bolton's former chief of staff. That's, of course, Fred Flights. What could go wrong? Most perniciously, the AFPI economics team is peppered with free trade ideologues on record opposing Trump's tariffs, the most transformational component of Donald Trump's Make America Great Again movement. The most famous offender here is Larry Kudlow. These individuals undermined President Trump's most simple rules: buy American, hire American. And Kudlow worked hand in hand with several members of the Trump Council of Economic Advisors, who now constitute the free trade core of AFPI's economic experts. Incredibly, the organization also hosts a gaggle of former Trump officials who have publicly criticized him for his Stop the Steal efforts. Besides the aforementioned Kudlow, along with Kellyanne Conway, this gaggle includes former acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf. Arguably, the most dangerous AFPI fifth columnist, whoa, it's getting pretty heavy there, Peter, is former Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. After the boss left office, Jindal would insist, quote, Trump was undone by his own predatory nature, and attacked the boss for his, quote, conspiracy theories and extra-constitutional notions. Today, Jindal is aggressively pushing a, quote, Trumpism without Trump agenda. That may well be the AFPI's broader agenda. Hijack the political attractiveness of Trumpism, but replace Trump with an AFPI-anointed rhino. Here, it is worth remembering the Michael Dukakis bon mot, a fish rots from the head up. The fishy CEO of AFPI is Trump's former domestic policy council director, Brooke Rawlins. She recently let this slip, quote, whether the next president's name is Donald J. Trump, or whether the next president has a different name, we will be there, standing ready to help, and we've already begun preparations for that time. If that's not a recipe for Jindal's Trumpism without Trump coup, I don't know what is. And Rawlins ranks high on my list of bad personnel in the Trump White House who helped Trump lose the 2020 election. Memo to the boss. Instead of legitimizing these grifters, why not demand they stop using the Trump good name to raise money to engineer their Trumpism without Trump coup? Alternatively, boss, if this really is your think tank, bring in a John McKenty or a Liz Harrington to run the place with the full power to fire and hire. Now that would be a real Trump MAGA Policy Institute. My theories, he's right. These individuals weren't with us fighting inside the building. And if they were, it wasn't a full-throated MAGA stance. People like John McKenty, that's the real deal. People like Liz Harrington have demonstrated their America First credentials in and out of office. This is the challenge. It's one thing to fight the swamp, but to have people who say they're on the team, but who aren't, we need to fix this. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. I will be joining Steve Bannon on his war room later today. You don't want to miss it. And in the meantime, we will give you coverage of whatever the president is saying. Of course, Fox News isn't carrying it live. And just guarantee that you never, ever miss any of our programming here on America First. Subscribe today. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Write us a 5-star review. Share the links. It's absolutely free, and guarantee that you never, ever miss a nanosecond of our one-on-one interviews. This is the Salem News Channel. and I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.